How often do financial advisors host seminars? In the competitive field of financial advising, it's important to stand out and earn trust from potential clients. One of the most effective strategies to achieve this is with seminar marketing for financial advisors. These events allow advisors to showcase their expertise, educate potential clients, and establish meaningful connections. However, a common question that arises is, how often should financial advisors host seminars? The answer isn't straightforward and depends on various factors, including your target audience, goals, resources, and even location. Let's explore these factors in depth, providing insights into how often financial advisors should consider holding these valuable events. The importance of hosting financial seminars. Before discussing how often advisors should hold seminars, it's crucial to know why financial advisor seminars work well. Financial seminars offer several key benefits, educating potential clients. Many people struggle with understanding complex financial concepts. Seminars help advisors explain complex ideas in simple terms, so attendees can make better choices with confidence. Building relationships, seminars provide a unique opportunity for face-to-face interaction. This allows advisors to connect with potential clients, build trust, and establish themselves as credible experts in their field. Generating leads, a well-executed seminar can be a powerful lead generation tool. Attendees who find value in the content are more likely to consider your services when they need financial advice. Given these benefits, it's clear why advisor seminar marketing is a popular strategy. But how often should these events be held to maximize their impact? Factors that influence seminar frequency. The ideal financial seminar hosting schedule can vary. Understanding these factors can help you determine how often to hold seminars to achieve your business goals effectively. 1. Target audience. Your target audience is one of the most significant factors influencing the frequency of your seminars. Different audiences have different needs, and understanding these needs is crucial for determining how often to host events. Retirees and pre-retirees. If your primary audience consists of retirees or those nearing retirement, you might find that monthly or quarterly seminars are effective. This demographic is often actively seeking advice on retirement planning, investment strategies, and estate planning. Regular seminars allow you to address their ongoing concerns and keep them engaged with timely information. Young professionals, for younger audiences, such as millennials or Gen Z, who are earlier in their careers, hosting seminars once or twice a year might be enough. These people may not need financial advice frequently. However, they could benefit from occasional sessions. These sessions could cover topics such as managing debt, budgeting, or investing for the future. Business owners often have unique financial needs related to tax planning, succession planning, and employee benefits. Holding quarterly seminars for this group is helpful. It lets you discuss seasonal issues like year-end tax planning and mid-year financial reviews. 2. Geographic location. The location of your practice can significantly impact how often you should host financial advisor seminars. In densely populated urban areas, the larger pool of potential attendees might justify more frequent seminars, perhaps even monthly. However, in rural areas with a smaller population, hosting seminars less frequently, such as quarterly or biannually, might be more practical and effective. Additionally, consider the logistics of your location, accessibility. Ensure your venue is easily accessible to your target audience. If travel is inconvenient, attendance may suffer, which could influence how often you choose to host events. Local competition. In areas with many competing advisors, hosting seminars more frequently could help you stand out. Conversely, in less competitive areas, fewer seminars might be sufficient to maintain your presence. 3. Seminar content. The topics you cover in your seminars are another crucial factor in determining frequency. If you specialize in a specific area of financial advising, such as retirement planning or tax strategies, you might need to host seminars more frequently to cover the topics effectively. This approach allows you to attract different segments of your audience who are interested in particular subjects. On the other hand, if your seminars cover a broad range of financial topics, you might space them out more. For example, you could host quarterly seminars, each focused on a different aspect of financial planning, such as investment strategies, estate planning, or retirement income planning. 4. Resource availability. Hosting a seminar requires a significant investment of time, effort, and resources. Consider your team's capacity and your overall budget when deciding how often to host seminars. Team capacity: if you have a dedicated marketing team and ample resources, you might be able to host seminars more frequently. This includes not only the ability to plan and execute the event, but also the capacity to follow up effectively with attendees. Budget constraints can also influence frequency. Holding more seminars may need more money for marketing strategies, especially if you use paid ads or rent bigger spaces. Balancing your budget and potential returns is essential for deciding how often you can realistically hold events. 5. Client engagement and feedback. Client feedback and engagement can help you decide how often to hold seminars. If you notice high attendance rates, strong engagement during the events, and positive feedback, it might be a sign that you should host seminars more frequently. Conversely, if attendance starts to decline or feedback indicates that attendees feel overwhelmed by too many events, it might be time to reduce the frequency. You can improve your seminars by checking how many new clients you get and how happy people are. This will help you decide how often to hold them. Typical seminar frequencies for financial advisors. While the ideal frequency will vary depending on the factors discussed above, here are some general guidelines that can help you determine how often to host financial seminars. 1. Monthly seminars. Hosting monthly seminars is ideal for financial advisors with a large client base, particularly in densely populated areas. This frequency helps you keep in touch with your audience, talk about many topics, and stay in the minds of potential clients. Monthly seminars are also beneficial if you're targeting a specific niche that requires regular updates and education, such as retirees or high-net-worth individuals. 2. Quarterly seminars. Quarterly seminars work well for advisors targeting a specific group, such as business owners, pre-retirees, or young professionals. This frequency allows you to provide valuable insights and updates without overwhelming your audience. It also gives you time to plan and execute each seminar with care, ensuring high-quality content and engagement. 3. Biannual or annual seminars. For financial advisors with limited resources or those targeting a broad audience, hosting seminars biannually or annually might be the best approach. These seminars can focus on more comprehensive financial planning topics, attracting a diverse group of attendees. This frequency lets you use more resources for each event, which can lead to a better experience for attendees. Best practices for hosting financial seminars. Regardless of how often you decide to host financial seminars, adhering to best practices can help ensure your events are successful and impactful. 1. Plan ahead. Effective planning is crucial for any seminar, whether it's held monthly or annually. Secure your venue well in advance, finalize your content, and start marketing your event early. This ensures that everything is in place and gives you ample time to attract attendees. 2. Keep content fresh. Even if you host seminars frequently, it's important to keep the content fresh and engaging. Avoid repeating the same material unless it's part of a recurring series designed for new attendees. Regularly update your presentations with the latest industry insights, trends, and strategies to keep your audience engaged and coming back for more. 3. Engage with attendees. Interaction is key to a successful seminar. Encourage participation through Q&A sessions, interactive discussions, and real-life case studies. Make sure to address questions and concerns as they arise, and foster an environment where attendees feel comfortable engaging with you. 4. Follow up effectively. Your work doesn't end when the seminar does. A strong follow-up strategy is crucial for converting attendees into clients. Send personalized thank you notes, provide additional resources, and offer to schedule one-on-one consultations. Effective follow-up helps reinforce your message and build on the connections made during the event. 5. Evaluate and adjust. After each seminar, evaluate its success by gathering feedback from attendees and analyzing key metrics such as attendance rates, engagement levels, and lead generation. Use this information to refine your approach, making adjustments to content, format, or frequency as needed. Conclusion: how often should financial advisors host seminars? Financial advisors should hold seminars based on their audience, location, content, resources, and how engaged their clients are. Host seminars regularly, whether monthly, quarterly, or yearly. make sure each event is valuable, engages participants, and strengthens your reputation as a reliable financial expert. Financial seminars are a powerful tool for financial advisors to educate, engage, and connect with potential clients. Understanding what influences seminar frequency and using best practices can help you grow your practice. These events can also improve your relationships with clients. If you're considering hosting financial seminars but need assistance with planning and marketing, Leading Response is here to help. We specialize in seminar marketing for financial advisors, offering comprehensive support to ensure your seminars are successful and impactful. Contact us today to learn how we can help you create and execute seminars that drive results and build lasting client relationships.